From Spark and Anvil and Escape Forge, this is Cog in Chapter 1 of the Escape Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Cog is a small badger tween who carries a hand-carved wooden grid tucked under one arm. Her fur is gray, white, and black, with thick, chunky cartoon stripes across her face, never sharp, never mean. She moves slowly and carefully, thinking about every step, and her one big vest pocket holds sharp charcoal pencils and a roll of clean paper. The grid is her treasure, a slim wooden frame, hand-carved, with 36 tiny squares, 6 across and 6 down, each big enough for one mark, an X, a check mark, a blank. She uses it for every logic puzzle she meets. A check mark means, yes, this matches. An X means, no, a clue ruled this out. A blank means, still possible. What does not fit tells you what does fit, Cog likes to say. The grid is the tool. The grid does the heavy lifting. Cog grew up in a small village, in a family of case keepers, badgers who kept track of everything that mattered. Who grazed animals on which patch? Who watered which crops when? Who put a fence up on which corner? They settled arguments and kept the old records. And their tool, for hundreds of years, had been the small wooden grid. Little Cog tried, at first, to hold it all in her head. Every rule, every duty, every who did what. And her brain got so full it ached. It felt like trying to carry water in my two paws, she remembers. Everything kept spilling out. Then her grandmother handed her a grid and a pencil. Don't carry it in your head, little one, she said. Put it where you can see it. Cog marked the rules onto the squares, and the ache vanished. The grid held everything her head couldn't. That's the day I learned the secret, Cog says. You don't have to be cleverer than a hard problem. You just have to get it out of your head and onto the grid, where you can look at it. She has carried a grid ever since.
When she was 22, Cog walked to the Escape Forge Academy. Latch, the head, a tall, serious badger, asked her, "What is a logic puzzle?" Cog answered right away. "It's a puzzle with clues that narrow down the choices. What does not fit tells you what does fit. You use a grid, mark every clue, cross out every impossibility, and the answer shows up on its own, the moment only one choice is left." Latch nodded. "You are appointed."
In her logic chamber, Cog begins every first lesson by unrolling her paper, drawing a 6x6 grid, and sharpening her pencil. "I am Cog. My puzzle is logic puzzles. Use a grid. Eliminate impossibilities. What does not fit tells you what does fit, and the grid does the heavy lifting." Then she teaches her rules. "Read the puzzle first. Some clues only make sense once you've read them all. Don't start marking too soon. Find the puzzle's parts, suspects versus clues, people versus seats, and draw a grid with a square for every possible match. Start with the strongest clues. X is not next to Y, crosses out two squares. X is between Y and Z, crosses out many. Mark X for ruled out and V for confirmed, and never erase. The marks are the solving. Read your rows and columns. When only one blank is left in a line, that's your answer. And most important, she never once calls logic puzzles for smart kids or for kids good at thinking. All puzzle solving is thinking, she says. This kind just uses a special tool. Most brains, kids and grown-ups both, can't hold all the rules at once. That's not a flaw. That's why we have the grid. It puts the thinking where your eyes can reach it. Logic puzzles go wrong from missed marks, not bad logic. And when she misreads a clue and the grid contradicts itself, she doesn't scold herself. She just hunts down the wrong mark and fixes it. Misreading a clue isn't failing, she says. It's the most common mistake there is,
The skill is catching it.
Are logic puzzles hard? A student asked her once. Cog gave her steady answer. They're not hard. They're just use a grid, eliminate impossibilities. What does not fit tells you what does fit. The grid filled slowly, more and more X's, then the V's, until the answer stood clear and the puzzle was solved. And Cog felt her shoulders come down and ease, that quiet, steady, breathed out calm of a crowded, aching mind finally set at rest. Everything lifted out of her head and settled safely onto the little wooden squares where she could see it all at last. That relief, the crowded feeling melting into clear, calm order, was, to Cog, the very best part of any puzzle.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to COG. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.